This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you may call in about anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, although immigration is definitely on the table here tonight, what with the Donald Trump guy going around rattling the saber on that particular issue. There's actually a piece over at Forbes that I'm interested in sharing, if we get the chance, some of it. The debunking Donald Trump's five extreme statements about immigrants and Mexico. But, Mark, we started with your proposal, which is actually on our Facebook page and Twitter, about the blue card. It's a little graphic thing that you or somebody else made, one of our Facebook wizards behind the scenes.
I wrote it. They made it and edited it, yeah.
And let's see here. Basically, your proposal is to create a new immigration classification, the blue card, which would make the person who has the blue card ineligible for federal government assistance and at the same time also not require them to pay into those government assistance programs.
They also wouldn't have the minimum wage laws wouldn't apply to them.
And could not vote.
Right. They couldn't vote, and they wouldn't be, for instance, they wouldn't get free hospital, free schooling, free other things. All these things they'd have to provide for themselves inside their communities, or charities would have to could do that too.
And you say that
they did for the progressive era in the United States.
Mutual aid societies, for instance. Now you say this will result in more productivity because jobs are going to stay here in the United States. Maybe even manufacturing could return here, considering they could then make negotiations for wage at whatever rates that they're willing to come to, right? Like an employer and a potential employee should be able to meet and have a conversation and decide this is the right pay rate, that the government shouldn't get involved in this. Let's go on with your calls and thoughts. There's also been some discussion of the minimum wage going on here as well. First up, we got Becky on the line in South Carolina listening to WRNN. Hello, Becky.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to answer a couple of your questions that you asked
sure.
other people. Well, one of them is to define a conservative. I would think people believing in the original documents that the founding fathers provided and trying to protect and uphold them. And that
I'm sorry,
that
and to trying to protect what
the founding documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, those kind of things.
Because we believe they really do work and they work.
I like a lot of the things in the Constitution. I used to be one of those constitutional guys myself until I became a voluntarist. But I wanted to know, like, in the Constitution, they don't actually mention immigration. So, therefore, as a supporter of the Constitution, you truly support the idea of free people being able to move here and be, you know, have a better life for themselves, right? Like, go seek that for themselves.
Well, let me just answer the other question that you asked the other man. Yes, I believe if they want to come over here and work like our founding fathers did, because they had nothing. They were willing to sacrifice for what they believed in and what they wanted. They didn't try to mooch off the people.
Awesome. So you support the blue card program?
Define it.
Well, I did.
We'll do it again. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, the blue card is basically anybody would be able to come here and receive the card. They would check in. They'd give whatever identifying information that that they had to give in order to get this blue card. It should take about 15 minutes. Then at that point, that should be their last coming in contact with a government official unless they're speeding or something like that. And they won't be eligible for any kind of welfare. They won't be able to vote. And they won't have to pay for the programs that they are not eligible for.
I think that would be maybe a start, but I don't think it's as simple as that. I really don't, because we are a nation of caring people, and I think that's part of our nature as Americans. We're hard workers. We're not moochers, but you know, we want to take care of somebody if they got sick here, and so I wouldn't make it as cut and dry as that.
This wouldn't prevent people from taking care of one.
This has nothing to do with this has to do with the government. You and I can get together and help people who need help.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So you're on board. Good deal.
I don't know. I have to. It's like the.
Just something to think about. Hey, thanks, Becky. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And then one of the other questions we were asking tonight
I'll take by the way, a constitutional, you know, I would love to see things rolled back to the constitutional republic. I just don't think it's possible. Yeah. I think that we have the government that the Constitution results in because this is the government the Constitution has resulted in.
It is a flawed document, and this government is incredibly flawed.
I don't know
flawed.
How you could argue anything else. People will say, we've failed the document. Well, if you failed hemp paper, man, then I don't know what to tell you. If you're claiming that I have somehow failed the hemp paper, I don't know what to tell you. The fact is, the Constitution was supposed to be an agreement between the federal government and the states, and the states and the people, right? And it's not, because they didn't stay within the bounds of that document. So therefore,
null and void.
I didn't sign this crap.
Yeah, null and void. Let's go to, and they act like it's null and void, right? They only give it lip service.
Right. The only time they say Constitution is when they want to hold you in check.
Let's talk to Steve. He's in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Steve.
How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I was calling. I'm thinking some of your callers are having trouble playing along with the blue card. You know, they're talking in today's laws, today's, you know, the way things are today, that the blue card wouldn't work. So I'm on board with what you're saying with the blue card. It goes to being accountable to yourself. If you choose not to pay into Social Security, like you said earlier, you won't have it. And if you grow old and didn't save any money for retirement, that's your fault.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Although I would point out that even if you do choose to pay into Social Security, you might not have that either.
It is the worst investment for retirement investment that is available to you.
Absolutely. You know, you're accountable to yourself. Like you said about if somebody can come from a different country and cannot speak our language and can take your minimum wage job from you, that's probably your fault.
Absolutely.
You should have done something different in your life. And, you know, hopefully there's still time to change it. Maybe there's not. I don't know.
I can only imagine that's the way it was for, like, the blacksmiths. You know, when people went from horses to cars, imagine how many people sort of went out of business. But you didn't hear anything about it because there wasn't this sort of cacophonic labor union kind of thing going on. So it's just, you know, I guess I'm going to have to change what I do.
Yep. Time to move on.
And you know, and then as far as the defining a conservative, I think so many people are in the tank, Democrat, Republican, what people are calling conservatives as far as the politicians standing up and saying, I'm a conservative because I'm going to blame immigration or immigrants for our problems. There again, I think a true conservative is somebody who will hold themselves responsible for their own life. You know, I don't think we've seen a true conservative in the government in a long, long time, probably.
I liked Ron Paul. I felt like Ron Paul fit the bill better than most have. But generally, I tend to agree with you.
Well, Ron Paul is a libertarian,
but he was.
Is there anything else that defines conservative? Because somebody else called with that same definition, like that you should be able to take care of yourself. And I'm fine with that, but I would not describe personally as a conservative because generally when I think of conservatives, I think of people who are very socially intolerant people.
And I don't – see, and that's why I define conservative the way I define it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't define one way or the other as far as political parties go. I don't define myself because I have yet to find the person who's going to stand up and say, you know what? You're responsible for yourself, and you're responsible if you have a sick neighbor and your neighbor dies of starvation while you're obesely overweight. That's you too, you know.
Yeah.
I think maybe if we didn't pay so much in taxes, people would be more generous.
Well, this is the most generous nation on earth, so I think there's a lot of support for what you're saying because you know they're already Americans already willing to give more than any other place,
even when they're being taxed. Certainly, they'll give more without being taxed. I think you're on board. I'm on board with that, Steve. I like what you're saying. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Obviously, although I would never apply the label conservative to myself because of what it means to most people, right? Like,
right.
And I wouldn't use the word liberal, even though libertarians historically have also been classical liberals as well. It's just because people are confused. confused by these terms, and a lot of, you know, people are just not on the same page about them at all across the board. And I also agree that Steve is probably never going to find a politician to say those things.
I also would say that Steve probably never votes for Democrats.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us and bring up whatever you want.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to join us here on the radio waves. At 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also Skype. No Skype callers yet tonight. We've got that open for you. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, speaking of mutual aid, we were talking about how people could organize themselves in that way. That seems like what Liberty Health Share is.
That's what it is. It's a mutual aid society. And mutual aid societies have been around as long as the nation. They worked very, very well.
They still will work well.
During the progressive era, they attempted to institutionalize some of them. And once you put politicians in charge of things, they tend to go awry, and that's why we have all these problems. So Liberty HealthShare is a health sharing organization, meaning that we share the costs of people's bills to get healthcare bills together. This is what insurance does, but the health sharing organization cuts out all that overhead. We've got several insurance companies in town, and they got a lot of people that work there.
Well, are they subject to the same regulations? I don't imagine they are, right?
I don't know all the specifics, but I can tell
you. They're not an insurance company.
I can tell you that, you know, you can pick your doctor, you can pick your hospital, and you're going to have your bills covered the same way that you would otherwise. There is something that's equivalent to a deductible. They have different terminology for everything because
they're
different.
Not an insurance company.
Right. It functions similarly, but it is not the same. And for me, my family, it's about half the price of the insurance that's now mandated by Obamacare. This was a solution for us that we could afford. It's the website, and I encourage you to please go take a look, libertyhealthshare.org. It's libertyhealthshare.org, and I've got a telephone number too, 855-58-LIBERTY. libertyhealthshare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY.
We've been discussing immigration, although you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go right into your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Glenn, listening in Williamsburg to WNIS. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, I was just going to say, who's to blame for the immigration? It is not our current president, but Mr. Trump should know all about what I'm going to say. In 1983, there was an economic summit held in Cancun, Mexico, and Mr. Ronald Reagan did agree in a consensus to take 50 million Mexicans off of their over-heavy population at that time. And I believe Mr. Fox was the president of Mexico at the time. But they
Vicente Fox?
I believe it was, yeah. Research that for me. But anyhow, the consensus was they wanted 50 million pronto then. The agreement was no, 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 but continue the trickle, including if we have to government move them with our C-5As and so forth. So that fence is going to do no good, and this is law. And
so you're saying it's a government conspiracy?
That's right. It happened at the economic summit, which all of us remember very well in 19.
Now, you said 50 million?
50 million was the figure.
Do you know how many people live in Mexico?
That and the consensus was that would vacate some of your cities. We can't do it en masse. It will.
This was in the early 80s?
83.
It's happening today, and we only at 15 to 20 million, I believe it is, since that economic summit.
I mean, according to the population graph over on Google, when you search for population of Mexico, it shows you actually over time it increasing, and it gives you the 1980, roughly the numbers from the early 80s. It looks like the population at that time was closer to 75 million people.
That
doesn't really make much sense. Why would they want to export 50 million out of 75 million people?
It was so imbalanced at places that they had to do something pronto. But we did not agree to the 50 million lump. Continue the trickle and accelerate it and string
it doesn't make any. It does. Who is proposing this 50 million number?
Ronald Reagan in at the economic summit in.
Oh, so the mission. So the Mexicans said you can't have 2/3 of our population, but Reagan said gimme, gimme, gimme. Is that your proposal?
No, they wanted to ditch off on us at that time because they were their economy.
See, that doesn't.
They wanted to ditch 50 million people.
That's what doesn't make sense because a government. Listen to me. A government is essentially a human livestock tax farm. And there's no way. That's what politicians are. Is they're tax livestock farmers, and so they wouldn't want to get rid of their livestock in the same way that chicken farmers are going to say, here, take 2/3 of our chickens.
Well,
now, in the case of Mexico, I would say that they do see a benefit of people going to work in the United States and sending money home, but I just can't agree with your number. It sounds ludicrous.
Well, it's their number. Excuse me. Research it.
Okay. Well, you just didn't even understand what Mark just said.
We're not even close to that $50 million yet, so beware.
Oh, I'm not going to be aware. I'm not worried about people coming here to make a better life
for
themselves.
I like tacos.
Thank you for the call. Gracias, Glenn. 855.
Pronto.
450 free. That's 855-450-3733. I think that what you said there, Mark, deserves a little more explanation. The idea being that why would politicians want to get rid of their livestock? Why would they want to get rid of the people they're extracting wealth from? They're extracting productivity from. That's why countries make it hard to leave. They don't want you to leave.
The United States has an exit tax.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is just proof that you're not free. If you can't leave
without paying,
you are not free. that's what they do all around. They take a portion of your labor. The state is a descendant of the master slave paradigm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a master did. A master said, go work at this. I will take the fruits of your labor and it will give you, you know, clothing and housing and whatever.
Right. Now, you get to pick your own vocation.
Yeah. And you get to buy your house and do all these other things, but they take about 30% of what you make.
Yeah.
And they say, you better be happy, and if you don't like it, you can go to Somalia. And
30% is conservative.
Offense to say
30% is a conservative estimate. You must only be talking about income tax.
That's
there,
about
right?
Because
if you factor in all the taxes you pay, I've heard it comes to over 50%.
That's when you're averaging it out per person. Rich people throw off the numbers. The median person pays somewhere in, we're talking about 30%.
I'm talking about tax on your water, tax on your electricity, tax on your gasoline, tax on
Let's call it 30-70%.
Okay.
But the fact is, it's not worth arguing about this because somebody will always come up with another number.
Yeah,
the government obfuscates.
They take whatever they feel like they can get away with.
The government obfuscates as much as they possibly can in this area, so you don't know how much you pay. But at the end of the line, the regulations that they put in place are far more onerous upon you than the tax burden, actually. I mean,
there's a lot of cost involved in productivity.
And all I'm proposing in my blue card plan here is to free up labor. Labor's a commodity that people buy and sell. When you put things like minimum wages and regulations and, you know, taxes and all these things on it, you stifle the commodity. If you want to have a vibrant economy, you free up labor, you're going to have it.
Let's go to Pete. He's in Newport listening to WNIS. Hey, Pete.
Hi.
Pete.
I got two different points.
All right.
One is you asked earlier about what a conservative is.
Yeah.
I think that I am really a conservative because I don't spend more than I make. And I think that the government should not spend more than it makes.
I'm with you on that one.
And
stand by. I want to hear more. Stand by. More with Pete. And your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on immigration, or what does it even mean to be a conservative? What does that mean to you? This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us right here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We're doing Free Talk Live. That's the name of the show. I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features waiting there for you for free. If you're online, then you need to know about ProXPN. Whether you're on your tablet, your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, Windows, iOS, Mac, Android, Linux, whatever operating system, ProXPN can work for you. It is a virtual private network, and they do it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. That's right. They encrypt your internet connection, so your own internet service provider won't know what you're doing online. That means they can't sell that data. That means they can't turn that data over. They can't mine the data.
They must hate that.
They don't have the data once you start using ProXPN. And you can go there right now at ProXPN.com. They got more servers than ever before around the globe, giving you greater speed and security. Plus, ProXPN keeps, this is super important, no logs of your activities. And you keep hearing about how your privacy is being infringed online. You go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50, and you can take back the privacy that is your right. That code gets you 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy their annual account with that code FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL50 at ProXPN.com. So we go to the phones and the fun. I think we still have Pete on the line here. Pete, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about being a conservative.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
The point I was making before is that you asked what a conservative was.
Yes.
And I think that I am a conservative because I do not spend more than I make. And the thing of it is, the government should not spend more than it makes.
But the government can actually make money. So they just print it out. Is that a conservative thing?
No, the government should not be printing money to take care of its own problem.
What should the government do?
As far as money goes.
As far as
I didn't
money
mean in general.
Goes.
Well, I'm trying to, here's the way the government makes money is it borrows, uses treasury bonds or, you know, these treasury notes and borrows money from the Federal Reserve at interest.
And they just print it out.
And then and the Federal Reserve prints the money and then the government uses the money and puts it in place. But that since there's interest on the money that they borrow, there is absolutely no way for them to spend what they make because they're actually they're spending before they make, so they're all their spending's done in advance. The country has never not been in debt at all. Some people would argue that under Jackson in the early 1800s that it was, but I would say that in fact we're still carrying debt from the Revolution.
Well, I tell you what, that's just really a wrong concept altogether.
Yeah, sounds like the government itself isn't a very conservative organization. Never has been,
or nor has any politician.
No,
apparently,
no, it's never been conservative in my aspect.
Jeez. I wonder why Rush Limbaugh keeps telling us to vote for Republicans.
Hey, Pete, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. By the way, we've asked this question before in the past, and I have to say, I think we're getting some of the best answers tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with you that it's better than it has been.
Usually when you ask what's a conservative, it's like all over the map what people say.
And liberal, too.
Yeah.
You know, like these terms have just become sort of team-oriented terms. They don't really mean much anymore.
Let's continue here. 855 450 free. Daniel's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Daniel.
How are you doing this evening, sir?
Go ahead with your thoughts. We're great.
I consider myself the same as the other gentleman. I'm a physical conservative. I don't so much conform with the social side of the Republican Party. I call myself an independent. I can go either way. But
So you would support social freedom? And yes, also fiscal conservatism.
Oh, yes, sir.
You might be a libertarian.
No.
Just saying.
No, I'm not.
No?
Trust me.
Why not?
But I just, I like order. I'm too much.
Huh?
Order?
I like
what does
order.
That have to do with a libertarian?
Libertarians tend to have a little bit of chaos running around them.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong, okay? I'm just a very structured individual, and it's just it's hard to explain.
I would say that doesn't mean any. You know, whether you're structured in your personal life or not has no bearing on whether or not you're a libertarian. Libertarians are generally very socially free-minded people, but also fiscally conservative-minded people.
If you're fiscally conservative and socially liberal, then you tend to fit the definition of what a libertarian is.
So, do you think the government should be going should be forcing people to do things against their will?
No.
Okay. I mean, you sound pretty libertarian to me. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
But as far as your blue card theory, it wouldn't float here in the United States. We can't even get people to agree to show some type of identification to vote.
Well, yeah, I won't do that crap.
But see, you're talking about giving somebody a card to where they can come here and work. And
the idea behind the card would be that, okay, Mark, let's re-summarize this for folks.
The blue card. Somebody from a foreign country wants to immigrate to the United States. We have a different classification for them than the green card. I'm calling it the blue card. It's imaginary. In this imaginary program, somebody takes about 15 minutes to give them whatever identification it takes to walk in the door. So they have to, they don't get the identification, they don't walk in the door. The welfare laws don't apply to them. They don't have to pay for them. They certainly don't receive welfare. They also, the minimum wage laws, they don't apply to them. And, basically, those folks, they come here and they're not allowed to vote. So they're allowed to work. They're not allowed to take the welfare programs. That's the idea.
And the thing is, you know, when I'm thinking about this from the perspective of an immigrant, because it sounds like you're still worried, Daniel, that people are just going to come in anyway and they're not going to get the blue card. Now, again, nobody's going to implement this because, no?
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, in order to ensure that somebody has a blue card, you have to have some type of proof. In other words, you're going to have to ask them to show that card. When he goes to apply for a job or whatever, you're going to have to ask them to show that they're eligible for that.
So?
Okay. And then you're going to have people that abuse.
Why would you have to ask? Why would you have to ask?
Well, because there's several people here that are American citizens that have foreign accents. So if you walk in and just naturally assume he's from another country, you're discriminating against him.
Well, if a person wants to... I don't understand why they would have to ask. You see, are you expecting a lot of illegals here? Because I'm thinking the illegals want the blue card and they're just going to go to work.
I want the damn blue card.
I know. Tell me about it. I saw my check today. I'm not paying them either.
Hey, thanks for the call, Daniel. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, the idea behind the blue card would be you wouldn't have to pay, you would not necessarily be subject to minimum wage, so of course you'd need to show the card, right? Like if I came in and applied for a job and I had the blue card and I told, and you know, I told you, look, I'm willing to work for less than minimum wage, you'd be like, whoa, I'm going to need to see that your blue card first.
Okay,
right? I mean,
fine.
So what's the problem with that? I don't see what the issue is. Going on. 855-450-FREE. Greg, listening in Indy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, Greg, you're on the air.
Okay. Guys, I listen to your show every weekend. It's a great show.
Thank you.
This is what I have to say. The blue card idea, it works. Here's the problem. They have it in China. How do I know? I've been to China. I was in Macau. I've traveled the world, and I've been a couple places. You can look it up. In Macau, China, they have the Venetian, and I built a show over there for Cirque du Soleil. And they have a blue card system, and it works the exact same way that you are explaining right now.
Wow. Mark, where'd you get this idea?
To work.
Well, I actually took it from part of it was taken from Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, who recently ran as the Libertarian candidate. But I didn't know that it worked elsewhere.
Well, that's interesting. And Greg, if you've got more to say,
it totally works.
Greg, if you've got more to say, stand by. We'll bring you back here. Our toll free number is 855.
You know, no American cares whether it works in a foreign country or not. They're like, I don't care whether.
No, though, that's great. I mean, that's a great acknowledgement of this concept. Of course, it'll never be implemented here because.
Absolutely.
It would mean less control for the politicians. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Join us on the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm with you in studio. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go right back to, I believe we still have Greg in Indianapolis. He was talking about Mark's idea of this blue card program, which would essentially allow people to come here, make a better life for themselves, and opt out of paying into the federal government's programs, but also it would mean that they would not be able to receive any benefits from those programs. Plus, they would not be able to vote, and I feel like I'm missing something else.
Minimum wage wouldn't apply to them.
The minimum wage wouldn't apply. So, Greg, you're back on, and you say this has worked in China.
Yes, sir. It worked. I was there in 2008, September 8, 2008, until the recession, where it actually skipped Macau, and nobody worried about the recession. It hit America hard. It skipped Macau, China, and then it hit us harder than an F-5, where my contract got cut. So I lived there for 2.5 years on a blue card. There were people from England. There were people from the Philippines. There were people from Australia, and there were people from America. This is how it works. They give you a monthly salary, and if the job is available, okay, you can apply. They can hire you or they don't have to, but you have to qualify for the job. You go in the country, they give you a blue card, and the blue card lasts for a year. After the year, they renew it automatically, okay?
Sweet.
So it's a year-to-year basis, and they renew it you have a person that's in charge of it, like, I don't know, supervisor, secretary, whatever, and they let you know, hey, it's time to renew your blue card. And as long as you're not a criminal, and as long as the jobs are available, they give you the job. And you're on a salary basis. I was earning $5,500 a month there. Now,
wow.
Here's the kick, okay? You pay taxes to their government, but you do not get taxed from your government in your country. Does that make sense?
So it does. A United States citizen will get taxed if they make more than like $100,000 a year or $200,000 as a family.
But through this blue card system, we pay tax to the Asian government. We didn't pay tax to the American government.
You probably weren't making
enough.
We were
tax exempt. So, yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, I was in China. It was 8-1. You know,
$5,000 a month is pretty good money.
Oh, I'm not claiming $5,000 a month is bad. It's
right.
It just doesn't qualify.
And I imagine you were also paying China living prices, so you're probably socking most of that away,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, you can go to the store, right? You have to, when you're in another country, you have to think like you're in that country. They have Western markets. But why would you go to a Western market when they have the exact same thing in an Asian market?
For a fraction of the price.
So you go to the Asian market, and like on that island, they go by pataka, okay? So 100 patakas was at that time were $12.50. But in Asia, 100 patakas is like $100. You understand?
Wow.
So you can go and fill your cabinet for 100 patakas. You just go to the free market. You buy their groceries. So you're paying
now this blue card. I'm curious, Greg, the blue card in China, is this a Macau thing only, or is it all across China?
I'm pretty sure it's across China. If you're an expatriate, you have to go and apply, and they give you some type of card. Now, Macau was independent from mainland China, but I'm pretty sure it was the same system.
It's a great, interesting story, and thank you, Greg, for taking the time to call and tell it to us tonight. Thank you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Slightly different from your blue card, Mark, because your blue card did not require the person to pay into the federal government system.
Well, I would think that if I did say that you didn't have to pay for the programs that you didn't use, but if
uh-huh.
you're using, you know, if there's some program or another
What would that be?
I don't know. I mean,
what federal government program
I don't know.
Do you use?
Oh, I'm talking about
use?
State and local. I mean, obviously people are driving on the roads, so gas tax would apply, right?
Yeah, I guess I didn't ask Greg specifically, like, which government were they paying the tax into?
Different governments are different in the way that they, apply these things.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, another thing that was different about this, the blue card over in China is that you needed to renew it every year. I don't see any particular reason for that. I can see why they might make the blue card program, if you get a felony, it immediately revokes your blue card. But I do think that they pass out felonies far too regularly here in the United States.
Yeah.
I would say that if there's not a victim, then there hasn't been a crime, in my
Absolutely.
Opinion.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Pete. He's in Newport, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNIS. Hey, Pete.
Hi. If we had a flat tax system, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Flat tax. You want to talk about that? Because I'm fine with talking about the flat tax.
Yeah, I mean, the flat tax, I mean, if we had a flat tax and everybody paid the same amount, then...
Well, it would certainly be easier to administrate that. Pete, thanks for the call. It sounds like you're kind of freezing up on the air. But it's scary to call talk radio.
It does.
I appreciate his effort.
When I call other people's shows, sometimes I'll get that feeling.
Yeah.
And I get it. And, you know, best thing to do. It's practice.
Yeah,
you
no
get
doubt.
Better with practice and talking about these things.
Flat tax.
The flat tax. Okay, so I like the idea of the flat tax. I don't like the idea of any taxes. As far as I'm concerned, politicians are a parasite class, and them claiming the fruits of your labor it's just theft.
Yeah.
However, if we're going to talk about which forms of theft I prefer,
right?
I get why the flat tax is preferable. It seems efficient in several ways. However, We have a constitution in the United States. The constitution is a set of rules. The 16th Amendment says that income tax is the law. The last thing I want is a flat tax and an income tax.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I would first, before you're going to get my support for your flat tax, you're going to have to repeal the 16th Amendment. And that would be the requirement that I would see. Also, we need to consider that in the United States, many people, I did the research back. It's been some years since I've done the research, but in 2009, 144 million tax returns were filed. 144. There were about 300 million people in the United States. Somebody wouldn't file their taxes. So basically in the United States, if you don't want to pay and you work for yourself, it's possible. I mean, there's tens of millions of people in the United States who are not filing tax returns.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know you're not. And
you can go to hell.
See, I don't think I... Yeah, if you make less than tax advice. If you make less than $14,000 a year, I think you don't have to file. So
I don't have to file because I say so. They can go bite me. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free number. Because if you're a free person, you shouldn't have to send back anything to these people. These are strangers, as far as I'm concerned. The IRS is a violent group of strangers. And I understand that's why most people will file, because they're scared. They know that that violent group could turn against them at some point, and then they might be thrown into a cage. And that's a relatively uncomfortable thing for most people, so they'll just go ahead and pay it. But kudos to everybody who is not paying into that horrible, tyrannical system. I have serious moral objections to paying into that system. I also happen to be a minister with the Shire Free Church, so technically ministers don't have to pay those things. But I didn't pay for years. I mean, it's been a decade now that I haven't paid federal income taxes. And I have serious objections to what they do with that money, like killing people around the world with it. And I can't bring myself to support a system like that. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on the radio, 855-450-3733. And by the way, Mark, somebody sent me a letter, actually, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was a copy of some IRS snitch form where they had filled out my name and information on the IRS snitch form as though that was somehow intimidating or something like that. It's like, hello. I mean, I talk about it on the radio. That I don't pay these taxes.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. The detractors out there, they seem to think that things we talk about on the radio are secrets. Like, I have revealed a long time ago that I'm a convicted felon, and I put the information. The information was out on our website, and people went and found it on our website, and then they post it as though it's a big surprise. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got you. No, Mom, you didn't get me. That information was on our website.
Donald Trump's five extreme statements about immigrants in Mexico. There's a neat piece over at Forbes that is debunking those statements. I'd like to share some of it if we get the chance. And we've got plenty of time for you to share with us your thoughts about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's taxes or immigrants or whatever you want to discuss, you may take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.